Chuck Chat Freestyle for May 7th, 2010. Hey, how are you doing? It's a wonderful day. It's been a long time. I think the last time I talked to you was, what, Christmas?
That's pretty bad.
It's been a long time, and for that, I apologize. Of course, if you're listening to these in order, it was just a few seconds ago that I talked to you, but I highly doubt that. This is probably one of the deadest feeds that I've got, and I'm going to try and fix that, because the reason I should have a few more minutes on my hands are because I've lost my job. Yep, I am currently unemployed. As of Monday, May 3rd, I went into work on Monday and sat down to do my regular help desk weekly reports. My boss said, "Hey, you got a few minutes to join me in conference room A, which is adjacent to my office?" And I said, "Sure, what's up?" And he said, and when I turned the corner and saw the HR girl there and my boss and me and knew what was going on, I'm no dummy, it goes like that. He said, "I'm sorry, we have to let you go." So, surprised, yes, but unprepared, no. I've been preparing for this eventuality for probably the last 5 years since I became a manager and hooked up the fine people over at Manager Tools. They were kind enough to give me guidance and help me prepare for this. Everything from keeping your resume up to date to backing up your contacts to building out a network. Just a lot of great things that really made this a stress-free transition. Yeah, I was surprised, but it helped me focus on the important things like the details of the severance package or outplacement services or whatever else it was. I think the people at work were a lot more shocked than I was, to be honest. It was, they were like, "Oh my gosh, Chuck's been here 22 years and they let him go?" Well, nobody's immune from this. I'm not going to spend a lot of time dwelling on what could have happened, what I might have said, what worked, what didn't, you know, that kind of thing. It is what it is. The decision was made. It wasn't my decision. It wasn't my boss's decision. It was higher up the food chain. And I'm okay with that. I really am. I understand there are times when there was a reorganization and the blocks shifted around and they said, you know, somebody else is better suited. It was actually one of my direct reports that ended up taking my position. Again, there could have been 1,000 different reasons, and frankly, I'm not sure I even want to know which one it was. So it's been an interesting week. It really has. There have been a ton of leads, and I'm humbled and overwhelmed by the outpouring of support from the internet, from church, from the karate school, from high school friend. I mean, just every direction. Everybody's been so kind, and lots of leads. Oh my gosh. Within the first couple hours of getting home, I had my first lead on a new job. I couldn't believe it. It was amazing. I think it was 2 hours afterwards, Donna and I had gone over the paperwork. She had the day off as well. They said, "Donna, why don't you go home and help take care of what it is that needs taking care of." Obviously, she runs the finances of the family, so she needs to be involved with a lot of this stuff. To you know, get the E-Trade account and close this account out and whatnot. So some of that involved my direct involvement. We had like some mutual fund or other that was hanging out there. And she says, "How'd you do that?" I call up on the phone and I said, "I'd like to close out my account." And they go, "Oh, okay. What's the number?" Gave them the account number. And they said, "Okay, here's the balance. We'll mail you a check." She looks at me and says, "How'd you do that? Because whenever I call, they always ask, why are you closing the account? Are you sure you don't want to transfer to another fund?" And I just went, "I don't know. I just called." And it was closed. So where was I? The leads. I was looking over my calendar, and I made a couple of commitments for this past week, one on Tuesday and one on Wednesday. I was going to give a demonstration on Wednesday to another company that had attended a conference a couple of weeks ago with me. And for if you don't know, I went to a conference in San Diego for one of our software vendors for the help desk software called ServiceNow.com. And they have an annual user conference called Knowledge 10. Went there to get some education, some networking and whatnot. And they had their first annual Innovation of the Year Award for people who have extended their tool to do things that it didn't originally do. It's built around the ITIL processes of problem management, incident management, change management. And I apologize if I'm throwing industry terminology at you, but it's all it's a great help desk package in the cloud. It's software as a service, although you can host it yourself. Some customers have secure, you know, like the military isn't going to do it in the host theirs on ServiceNow.com servers, but we did. And I had a suggestion from somebody a while back that said, can we use it to implement a reservation system for laptops and cell phones and whatever else, projectors and things like that? And I said, let me ask. So during one of our monthly vendor conference calls, I said, do you have a reservation system? And one of their engineers took the idea, and in about 20 minutes, he mocked up a prototype, and I extended that over the next few weeks and then submitted that as our Innovation of the Year award. I thought I felt the cat bumping the chair. We have a nice black cat that likes to come around. She'll probably jump up on the keyboard and the mixer and whatnot. If I leave the mixer on, she takes a nap. Went down another rabbit hole. Anyway, submitted this, and they had about 20 entries for the Innovation of the Year award. And I apologize if this is a repeat from Technorama, because I did this on our network show a couple of weeks ago. But 20 entries. I was told on Tuesday the whatever it was, 12th, I think, right after I got done with my one-on-one with my boss, that we were selected as a finalist. There were three finalists in this. And I went, oh, wow. They said, please send us screenshots of the screens you've developed and the email that gets sent out or anything else you feel that might be relevant. Well, unbeknownst to them, the project wasn't done. I had put it on the back burner about 2-3 months earlier because for political reasons, I have things that I have to work on and things that I want to work on. And the reservation system was one of those that I wanted to work on. And I had to get some other things that had to be done. Well, now that it was a finalist, I wanted to finish it. Unfortunately, the Wednesday and Thursday of that week, I got terribly sick. And it takes a lot to take me down and get me out of work. And unfortunately, I was down and out of work for 2 days. Well, I didn't. They wanted the screenshots by Friday. So Wednesday and Thursday, I was heavily medicated, still cranking through the business rules, writing the email and whatnot that made this thing actually functional. And got it done, submitted it. And then when we were at the conference, there Blue Cross, Blue Shield, somebody, it was one of them. Progressive Energy was another one, and our company was the third finalist, and lo and behold, our reservation system won. And as a prize, we won 3 free passes of the conference next year and lodging. So that's, you know, several thousand dollars worth of savings. Of course, a week later, I didn't know, but I'd be getting let go. So can't take advantage of that. Well, I was going to demonstrate this to one of the ladies that I met actually in that award ceremony get together. It was the final thing on Thursday that they were doing. And we struck up a conversation. She was in the front row. I was in the second row, traded business cards. And she said, I'd like to see this. So I scheduled it for Wednesday, the 5th. Yeah, the 5th it would have been. And I called her up Monday and said, Gail, I got to cancel our demo for Wednesday because I've been let go. She goes, oh, really? That's too bad. What kind of work are you looking for? And I was stunned. I said, Gail, that's not why I'm calling. I appreciate the sentiment. And she said, no, I'm looking to fill a position for a systems administrator to do development just like what you've done. I went, that's awesome. So she said, would you entertain contract work for a while or do you want to hold out and see if I can get this full-time rec open? And I said, well, let's see how things go. So there was a lead within a couple of hours. Then I called for my next appointment. I had one on Tuesday with a demonstration from a vendor we were going to bring in, and a consulting agency. And he said, oh, I'm sorry to hear you lost your job. Here's some phone numbers. I want you to call this person. Then a couple hours later, I want you to call this. We had a game plan. This guy was like moving my career along at breakneck speed, and I had only been out of work for a few hours. So very encouraging, very promising. You never know where your next lead or job is going to come from. And I've had leads from former coworkers, from podcast listeners, like I said, from people I attended the recent conferences with. it's just amazing where these things come from. And I am humbled and overwhelmed by the kindness that people are showing to keep this going. I'm entertaining all kinds of options locally, remotely, work from home, start your own business. It's been a terribly busy week. Who knew unemployment would be so busy? Google Calendar has been my friend. One of the hardest things I had to do was actually transfer the iPod Touch, which used to sync exclusively with my work laptop, over to my Mac, my iMac. And, of course, I had all the music there, but all the podcasts weren't synced, and all the videos weren't over there, and obviously the calendar used to sync with Outlook and Google Calendar. Now I needed it to sync with iCal and Google Calendar. So I've been chipping away at that all week to try and get all that information back up and running and stable, and all the apps, especially the ones that were licensed, to get those over. I think I forgot to deauthorize my work laptop in iTunes, so I'm trying to get one of the desktop engineers, if they didn't already image it, to just log in as me and do that, because I think I'm up to 3 of 5 on some of these apps and things, and that's not really good, because in the next couple of years, I'll probably change computers 1 or 2 more times and forget to deauthorize something else. So that's been my biggest pain, but I think as of today, Friday, I've got my iPod Touch back where I want it to be. And living out a Google Calendar for a lot of these appointments. I've got several lunches next week. I've got an orientation with an outplacement service. What I get out of that, I'm not sure, because it sounds like I'm doing pretty good, or at least above average on my own already. Just very enthused at the way things are going, very positive, very upbeat. And I want to make sure that I keep that energy going, because how my kids and others see me handle this is important to me. I want them to know that you know, being let go from a job isn't the end of the world. There's no value in the woe is me and trying to figure out what happened and, you know, drinking yourself into a drunken stupor. There's no value in that. I'd rather focus that energy on what's next. Let's get the applications going. I haven't even officially started looking for a job. All these leads are being thrown at me, and I'm entertaining them, and I'm pleased that it's going this well this early. Now, check back with me in about 8 weeks and see how it's going. If I still don't have a job, maybe I will be in a drunken stupor. Donna and I were joking that first afternoon we had to pick up some things from the grocery store, and I passed by this big thing at Kessler's and picked one up. These are like gallon bottles of this stuff, and I half jokingly I grabbed one and said, "I lost my job today. Give me a break." And then we were walking around, and she had made some comment from Office Space. I was told I could keep my stapler, my red swing line stapler, and we started laughing. We were laughing hysterically in the grocery store. It felt really good. You got to keep a light attitude on stuff like that. We figured I missed an opportunity, because if anybody could have gotten away with this at work, it would have been me, and my boss would have appreciated it, because he likes Office Space as well. Although I'm not sure what the HR girl would have thought. She's still pretty new and doesn't really know my personality that well. But if I was sitting in that exit interview and would have thought of it, not that I'm thinking of movie quotes during that time, but it would have been funny just to be sitting there going, I swear I'm going to burn this place to the ground. He would have laughed. She would have probably been stunned and maybe written something up for a record. But it's all fun. And I love the new challenge. I love the task. I love being able to put some of this knowledge that I've accumulated over the years finally to use. You know, how to leverage a network, how to follow up on these leads, how to do the interviewing. I'm not scared. That didn't come out right, but I'm looking forward to it. I really am. Somebody had asked me, why not do full-time podcasting or authoring or something? I honestly don't think podcasting has not gone the direction that I wanted it to. And I'll talk more about this on the Understanding Podcasting thing with Mark Kilfoyle, AKA the Encaffeinated One, on Sunday night. I should have my little thing that was ding. But it hasn't panned out. I haven't seen enough people really make it succeed, and I haven't gotten the audience size that I'd hoped. I mean, growth for me anyway has really been flat over the last few years. For Technorama and Gmail being the biggest two, it really hasn't grown the way I had hoped. And I know there are a lot more iPods out there. I know there are iPads and iPhones and a lot of different ways. And you'd think with more devices hitting the market that the growth would be there. But so is the competition. And apparently I'm not set far enough apart or adding enough value to these listeners to make them want to go, hey, you know what? Technorama is a whole lot of fun. Or Gmail is really informative, that if you're using this application, you should be listening to the Gmail podcast. And part of that may be my fault for not getting out there and really pounding the pavement on Twitter or forums or responding to a lot of these Google alerts in the New York Times, whatever it is. So, yeah, I probably could dedicate a lot of time, but I don't think it would work from a family perspective that we could maintain a decent or a similar lifestyle to what we've got right now on podcasting. Authoring is, I'll be honest, a lot of work, and it's not the greatest pay. You don't make a whole lot of money at it. Work for hire, say, on the WordPress book that came out in March, to turn out a 240-page book in a few short weeks is, I think I figured it out. It was roughly 200 hours, so I figured an hour a page, and it was about $8,000. Of course, they don't take any taxes or anything out of there, so mark that down. And while $40 an hour sounds like a great deal, there's still a lot of back and forth and hurry up and wait stuff. So it was rush, 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 rush to get the writing done. The initial writing was about 200 hours, 100 for me, 100 for Craig. Then we waited, and then we get slammed with edits that they want turned around real quick. Okay, our editors have reviewed it, now go back and update it. Then it went around one more time. Hey, here's the PDFs, take a look at it. Oh, you know, tweak, tweak, tweak. So maybe not necessarily 200 hours, it was probably close to 3 or 4. And unless you're doing multiple books a year, and I don't know if I've got the subject matter expert in enough different subjects to be cranking out books like that. You know, WordPress, I was very familiar with. Wouldn't consider myself a subject matter expert. Now, yeah, I learned a lot from doing that. Podcasting, yeah, that was a subject matter expert thing. But there's not that many areas. What do you want? A book on how to build a service desk? Well, there's a lot of them out there. So you'd have to really have a lot of topics or irons in the fire all at once to make writing a lucrative thing, or be hugely successful like Stephen King or some of the ones that my wife reads. But I don't know if I'm up to the fiction thing. I've considered a few short stories, started a couple, realized they had fatal flaws in them, put them on the back burner, and maybe they'll come back to life some other day. One of my friends in the Chicago area is considering a short story. Maybe we'll collaborate on something like that. But I don't think that's going to be the route for me. It's still a great hobby. I love podcasting. I love keeping in touch with all the people. I love making people laugh. I love, you know, Craig and I get silly sometimes. I love learning more about Gmail and sharing it with everybody. So yeah, it'll continue as long as technically and financially possible. You know, there may be hiatuses as personal things come up, like this one did, unfortunately, but it's not going to be my lifelong career, because I don't see a business model in it that I can grow and then eventually retire or sell it off or whatever it is. So I think I'm either going to go one of two routes. One is to stay in the corporate world and work in IT. And the other is possibly joining up with some other startups, one in particular, to help them grow. Have kind of my own local branch office of a couple of my friends, former coworkers, had gone off and started their business about 3 years ago. They've gone through the initial pain and growth, and this would be similar. However, that would be more of my business if I had a local branch in an IT support role, and have to go out and get the customers, there would be 1.5 to 2 years of brute force pain. And I don't know that Donna would be up for that, to be honest. Just nothing I do in my career is solely my decision. It is a, you know, marriage is a partnership. So I've got to consider her. So with that being said, I did get a severance package. So we're not hemorrhaging money or living paycheck to paycheck right now, but I do need to do something soon. This summer would be good. And with the way that the leads are coming in and the follow-up that's already happening, I'm optimistic. I'm still going to karate. It still feels good. The stars are going on the left leg of the pants as every couple of months I get a new module star. It's like getting a belt when we're an undergrad. Now that I'm a black belt, you get a module star to work your way up to second degree, and those stars are starting to pile up. It feels good. It feels even better now without work because I'm not sitting on my patukas all day, and then I have to get up and exercise at night. Still going 3-4 times a week, which is nice. And with vendors and contractors and recruiters and whatnot bringing me out to lunch, seems like more often now than ever, I'm going to need a little more exercise. Last summer when I was running for my karate test, I started running and gradually built up, and that felt good. When the cold weather set in and the kids went back to school and whatnot, I kind of missed it. But I have not taken it up with the same earnest this summer because I don't have a test. Next fall, I will, fall of 2011. And definitely will be running next summer, but I should get out. Lisa's hinted at it. She just got a new pair of running shoes and wants to go out. Kind of cold today. I don't know if anybody's seen the weather. Maybe by the time you get this, it'll be blown over. But the high today is only 45. A couple of days ago, it was 65. It was very pleasant. It was sunny. Heck, when the third, when I was let go on Monday, I said, could you let me go on any nights or day? My boss came, when I came back to clean up my desk, my boss said, sure, wear jeans and rub it in. I said, I've been wearing shorts all day. How would you have felt for that? Now it's 45. There's a threat of snow tonight. I think I put my that's what happened. That's what it was last Monday. In fact, I think it was Monday, Sunday. I put the snowblower away. That's got to be why. Oh, and I should go run that thing to drain the gas now that I remember it. Checklists. Man, I've been living off checklists. From the moment I left work, I started writing things down. Got to do this. Got to call this person. Got to do that. And these checklists, it's just like being at work. I just got more and more stuff to do every day. So I have rambled on for a whopping 22:48. Close this out maybe before it gets to 23. If you want to get in touch with me, hey, I'd be happy to hear from you. Just send me an email. Chuck@chuckchat.com. Love to hear from you. You can dispatch with the, I'm sorry you lost your job. Looks like this is going to be a better thing for me. So yeah, it was a shocker, but I'm really happy and excited on where things are going. I know it's a little unusual because people are going, oh, grumble, 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 and this is such a tough economy. Well, you know what? It is, and let's buck up and do something about it. I heard from the Wall Street Journal and several news sources that April actually had something like 240,000 new jobs added. So while the employment rate is still high, jobs are being added primarily in the private sector, and that's encouraging. That's encouraging. I wouldn't mind going to work for a private company, to be honest. Do away with all the Sarbanes-Oxley stuff that I have to deal with. Although it's nice to have that experience of the processes and the key controls and all that kind of stuff if you deal with that on a daily basis. But I wouldn't miss it, to be honest. Maybe it'd be nice to have something a little more domestic so I don't have to deal with the international regulations. So it would be nice to take the experience I got at a larger company and bring it to a smaller company. Although I don't want to go too small, because when you go to a smaller company, here I said I was going to wrap things up, right? When you go to a smaller company, the disadvantage of being an IT manager is you start to be a jack of all trades, and they want you to know everything from networking to software development to VMware and Windows Server 2008 and Unix and Linux and, you know, you got to be semi-versed. I'm like, is this really an IT manager, or is this more of a senior architect or system administrator position or software developer? So I'm used to having more specialized roles and people that I can count on to do those and do those well. Not that I'd mind rolling up my sleeves again, but not long term. That's why I kind of moved from system administrator to IT manager. Get into a big company, and then you start getting into more of the pigeonholing, if you will. Okay, you are the manager of these 5-10 people, and this is what they do all day and all night. And you kind of lose the flexibility of, well, maybe I want to branch out and do X, or bring some of my talent from this other role and bring it to provide a new solution. So it goes both ways. It'll be interesting to see what comes up, and looking to start talking to some interviewers. There's resumes are floating around out there. Been applying to some of these leads that have come up both online and emailing to targeted people. The recruiters have it. So that's the big news this week. Love to hear from you. I know you're probably going, wow, Chuck was let go. 22 years, just like that. Again, nobody's immune. Be prepared. If you have any questions, let me know. I'll help you out. Chuck at chuckchat.com. There's always a listener line, 206-222-2428. We'll pick that up. Love to hear from you. Until next time, take care and a binary high five. 101.